One of those days I'm praying for an extra filling of the Holy Spirit. Our entire family is homesick.
All right, story time for the little kids before they head out.
I should probably be there with them
at Sunday school.
I came here anyway.
This story is called
The Servant King.
Talking with a lot of
it comes from Mark 14 and John 13-14. I like to get out there.
It was Passover. But the time when God's people remembered how God had rescued them from being slaves in Egypt. Every year they killed the lamb and ate it. The lamb died instead of us, they would say.
And I
but this Passover, God was getting ready for an even greater rescue. Jesus and his friends were having the Passover meal together in an upstairs room.
Luke 22,
but Jesus'
Mark
friends were arguing.
John 18.
What about?
The wind was
they were arguing
up now,
about stinky
clouds
feet
across the moon.
Stinky feet!
Crowding the garden in darkness.
Yes, that's right. Stinky feet.
They said yes and waited under the olive
now, the
trees.
Now the thing about feet
but they were tired
back then was that people didn't wear shoes.
Jesus walked
they only
ahead
wore
alone
sandals,
the dark,
which might not sound unusual, except that
he
the
was
streets
was
in those days were
die
dirty.
They had
and I don't mean
ago,
just dusty dirty. I mean really stinky dirty with all those cows and horses everywhere. You can imagine the stuff on the street that ended up on their feet.
Jesus Christ. And he fell to the ground.
So anyway,
any other way to
someone
get
had to wash away the
to
dirt.
To heal their hearts. To get
but it was a
poison
dreadful job.
But Jesus
who
knew
on
there
earth
was no other way
ever dream of
all
volunteering
the
to do
was
it.
Going to have to go into his
only
own
the lowliest servant.
God was going to pour into Jesus'
I'm
heart.
I'm not the
status
servant, Peter said. Nor am I, said Matthew.
He's going to pour into Jesus' body
quietly
all the sickness.
Jesus
in
got
bodies
up from the table.
God
took off his robe, picked up a basin of water,
knelt down and started to wash his friend's feet.
You can't.
There was something else, something
Peter
even
said
more horrible.
He didn't understand
when
about Jesus being the
God,
servant
they
king
lost God.
If you don't let
it
me wash away the dirt,
they ran
Peter
away.
Jesus said,
not
you can't
close God
be close
like
to me.
Jesus was going to take
Jesus
that
knew that what people needed
Jesus
most
what
was
that
to
meant
be clean on the inside.
He was going to lose
all the dirt heart on their feet was nothing compared right to the sin inside
Jesus
their hearts.
Knew would break his heart in two.
Then wash me, Lord,
violent sobs shook
Peter
Jesus
said, tears filling his eyes, all of me.
Jesus
one by one, Jesus washed everyone's feet. I'm doing this because I love you, Jesus
said,
explained. Do
whatever
this for
see,
each
I
other.
Do.
Now,
suddenly through the trees,
one of Jesus' friends had made a bad plan. No one else knew what the bad plan was,
whispers, muffled voices,
but Jesus knew.
Clanking metal in the sound
and so did Judas. Judas was
Jesus
going to help
up
the leaders capture Jesus
friends
for 30 pieces of silver.
He said gently,
go on,
everything
Judas
that was written
Jesus
about
said
me, what God
and Judas
had
got up from
the
meal, left the room, and walked out.
It's all
into
coming
the night
true. And into the night with burning torches
then
and lanterns with swords and clubs and armor.
It.
They came.
He gave
an
it to
army
his
of
friends
soldiers.
Judas
picked up
led
a couple
them
wine
straight
to Jesus
God
so they could arrest him.
He poured it out.
Jesus was waiting for them.
My body is like this bread. It will break, Jesus told them. This cup of wine is like my blood.
Peter
it leapt up, took a
out
sword, and tried to defend
but this
Jesus
is how God will
his
rescue the whole world.
Guards my
here
life will break, and God's
Jesus
broken world will mend. My heart will tear apart, and
Peter
your hearts will heal. Just
this
as the Passover lamb died,
Peter
so
didn't realize
now
that
I will
no
die
army,
instead
no matter
of
how
you
big, could ever
my
arrest
blood will
Jesus
wash away all
not
of
unless
sin
Jesus let them.
And you'll be clean on the
and
inside
Jesus,
you
in
your
never
hearts
done anything except
so whenever you eat and drink, remember,
Jesus
said.
Jesus' friends were afraid, so they ran away and
Jesus knew it was nearly time for him to leave
the
world.
The guards marched
and to
Jesus
go back
off and
to God
took him to the leaders.
I won't be with you long,
the
he said.
Jesus
you're going to be very
Jesus
sad,
son
but
of
God's
God
helper will come.
Yeah.
And then you'll be filled up with forever yeah happiness that
Jesus
won't
said
ever leave.
Who do
you
think you are to
so
call yourself God? You must die
you
for calling yourself the son of God.
Then
the Romans were allowed to kill prisoners,
and
the leaders made a plan.
Place.
We'll tell the Romans this man wants to be our king, and then they will crucify him.
Off you
but
go, have fun,
right,
be nice to your teachers.
It was God's plan. It was for this reason that I was born into the world, Jesus said. All right, kids, head on down and have a good time. Many laughs, many fun all times. Right. Hopefully.
So I got a few things just to kind of get out there today. This is a time we usually pray as a church family together, and if you're visiting, you can definitely pray with us as well if you have stuff you want
to
bring
okay
forward.
Okay, so just a few things before I get started.
But to start off with, we do
need
to have
to drive in kind of a fresher snow
congregational
in our
meeting
lot
in 2 weeks
down
after
nicely
the church as our
someone,
nomination
someone likes to pack
kind of
down, so we'll
We'll do that if
someone had
do.
To step away
I'm
from
not
the
saying do donuts.
Position, so
but if you
want
to cruise around the parking lot,
it's not a big deal.
Through.
Hopefully we'll take
Yeah, exactly. We got new windows. We want
to get
down.
Someone to sign, and then we can
and
move
also
with,
a reminder that there will be no prayer meeting for
the
next
upcoming
2 weeks.
Year, so
I will be
in
gone
2 weeks'
on vacation,
time, that'll be
we're just
the 13th.
We'll just take a pause on those days.
So be prepared for that.
I do want to pray today for... Yeah, that's that for that.
Our service
fall on Remembrance Day today.
Also,
we
are still searching for
Remembrance Day that's upcoming.
If potluck's your thing and you
want
to organize stuff like that, please feel free to contact me. That would be great.
Provide us with the freedom that we
have. And one more thing with our worship leader. We want
to
thank Kyle at this time.
Get frustrated by it.
Unfortunately,
where we live,
accept his resignation the other day from the lead
role. Join me as I pray for that. As I pray for our
sing up here with us.
And
you worked hard for us, especially.
Hey, pray because it's exciting that we got to light up the cross today. So
we are very grateful for all that he did. But obviously, with the move and all that stuff and being further away, it's really taking its toll.
And we humbly seek you out.
So
we
are very grateful, though, for all that
you
did, and
we
thank you for that. That was fantastic work.
Please
thank him later on for all that
stuff.
He worked really hard behind the scenes and such
for
us all. So thank you very much.
We thank you for life. We thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah. Also, we got like a new person in the building here. Her name is Rose, right?
They went off to
what
war
is it, 6 pounds, 4 ounces?
Head off to war, Lord.
14, oh my goodness, I did not get the correct information. Devastating. Anyways, Rose is here. Charlie and Chris, that was last week that all went down.
So much about sacrifice. Lord.
Last Saturday, that's fantastic.
So we could honor
that is so cool.
At the same time, you.
All these new ones popping up all over the place. It's great to see new life in this building. So
we thank you.
We extend.
We thank you as well that
we
got to light up the cross today. And
anyways, anyone have anything
that
else that we can pray about at this time?
That we become like maybe something church that
a Thanksgiving or just
daily. People
maybe we need some healing
sick
out there or something of that.
And so that starts by convicting us and getting us to do your work, Lord. And we pray for that in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Successful.
So today I'm
going to
be reading from First Philippians, or from Philippians.
And there's still a few weeks left of
28 getting everything.
It looks like it's going to be one of those mornings.
Okay. 6 weeks.
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
But that's great.
Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. This is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God. Now, has anyone seen, like, Spider-Man movies? I know there's, like, hundreds of them out there, it seems. But they all seem to have this interesting theme attached to them.
Right.
Which, you know, as you dig through them, you find out that there's this saying of, with great power comes great responsibility. A fantastic statement. I actually think it's a great statement to make. And I think it's one that kind of aligns with the message Paul's trying to send to the saints of Philippi today. Only a statement, it seems to be more along the lines of, with privilege, there is implied responsibility.
Darn.
So with privilege,
we'll definitely
there is a responsibility attached.
The heart stuff thing.
And when I think of
Nancy...
privilege, I tend to think of the social elites, and there
I'm
is
so
none
bad with names.
I'm
going to
forget
Rose,
the royalty that exists out there.
Too,
and William Shakespeare, he did write some historic plays about
royalty.
He
just evade me.
Yeah. One play that he wrote was called Richard II. And Richard, to be honest, was an awful, awful king. He would bring trouble upon himself by failing to live up to his responsibilities as a king. Now, Richard II was a legitimate king, but the problem is that Richard was reckless, he was unplanning, he was passionate, he was arbitrary in his administration of justice, and the list just seems to go on
for
everything
that
really labels him as something that is unfit.
We're still praying with you as a church family.
We're wearing the crown.
Vocally declare what you wanted.
Privilege brought responsibility, but Richard did not fulfill
it. If you need to come visit me, you can definitely do that.
Now, Shakespeare also wrote other plays, only these plays,
tomorrow,
they would be
though,
focused on King Henry V. And
Don,
Henry was the opposite of Richard.
Like to hand out candy,
only Henry had a rocky start as a young lad. Henry was very much
none
like the prodigal son
tomorrow,
in the Bible, at least that's how I viewed him. He was irresponsible, reckless, and wasteful in all that
Father,
he did as a youth.
Today.
He spent a lot of
and
his time drinking with his buddy John Falstaff. And the old king would eventually die, and Prince Henry would begin to live.
We thank you for the cross. We thank you for all that you've done for us.
And that you continue to do
for us, as you provide for us.
Henry does not hold the crown through any virtue in himself. He was a drunkard.
But today we come to you, and we've
now
got
having
some
the crown,
to pray
Henry
for with regards
vows to live a life
well
that is worthy of possessing that
And I know
crown.
Some things maybe weren't mentioned.
The tide of blood in me has proudly flowed in vanity till now. Now doth it turn and ebb and back to the sea, where it shall mingle
Tracy's
with the state of floods and
Nancy,
flow henceforth
as,
in formal majesty.
Not only struggled with COVID recently, but
it was becoming
a heart attack that she suffered in May. So we just pray, Lord, that your hand would be upon her, that you would heal
that
her
was
body.
Always meant to be.
Privileged God. Take away whatever symptoms are ailing her right now. As she is
and Henry would
an active
one
lady
who wants to
be out
kings
in the
of
and serving. And it's tough
just
to
as Henry embraces this crown and the changes that it came in possessing the crown, we must also embrace these changes with our crown and with the changes that are brought on by an indwelling Holy Spirit.
At some point in time,
we are to live lives that are worthy
of
our spiritual possessions. After all, the spiritual possessions that we've gained are not gained through any virtue of our own. Our spiritual possessions come from He who is the King of all kings.
We're coming up on a year
of Jesus Christ,
Connor.
But now having it, we must live a life that is worthy of this crown, that is worthy of our calling. Old things are to be put away as all things
are to be anew. Anything we could possibly
Now, Paul, he had just written this great explanation as to why the saints of Philippi should be filled with joy and the privileges that they and all Christians have in Jesus Christ. And so now Paul is speaking of obligations. He's wondering if the saints of Philippi are fulfilling their duties as Christians. Do they stand together against increasing opposition? Are they faithful in prayer?
Do
they come together in love, unity, and
moment,
having their fellowship enriched by the Holy Spirit?
We pray that
they have
you
one mind,
heal
purpose.
Them, and that her vision is restored.
If these are all true, then Paul, he has great reason for his rejoicing, and so do the saints of Philippi.
Without needing guidance or getting her eyes
this would make the saints of Philippi to be these mature pursuers of Jesus Christ, and their conduct would be worthy of their calling.
Well, obviously,
their
we want to thank you,
and they're
for,
living up to
Kristen
the crowns
and their little one Rose
that were given
as
to
them. Come to join us here.
And this passage it serves as a great reminder for us here at Mere Lake Community
for Rose.
Because we may actually be living in a generation, in a time of this world where true Christians are living like those who are of the world and have forgotten to display and to live a life that is of high standards of the Christian faith. And that's a sad statement to hear and to know.
So we're continuing through Philippians,
but we must be
and we're
a church that resists
chapter
this
1,
mindset.
Verse 21.
And we need to resist this in our personal
we'll
lives in the way that we conduct ourselves
week,
in public and in private.
And then I'm on vacation for 2 weeks after that.
Privilege
and, you'll have some great guest
implies
speakers.
Responsibility.
Like least,
we are privileged
so
to be under the grace of God
as
we've been called
hopefully
to Him. And now we must be worthy of that call. So we're in Philippians
chapter 1.
And Paul's writing to the saints of Philippi.
Reading just verse 21.
We come across this word in verse 27 that
it reads this.
It is one of the most miserable words to try and translate.
To live as Christ and
it
to
is
die
the Greek word
is
politeo.
Ooh,
the
nice
NIV uses six words to translate.
And although it's
one
short, it clearly informs us as to what it is to be
in a manner worthy.
A Christian person.
This word politeo is based
Jesus.
On the word polis. Which means city.
We really ask ourselves that question often.
Words like metropolis and even in city names like Minneapolis. Because
really these questions, they bounced around
the
in the minds of people who do not know Jesus
classical
all
Greek
throughout
time,
history.
Was the
and yet this question is one that
unit.
Is known to those who believe
and the
in
Greek
Jesus
belong
and pursue
to, like,
him
we
with
belong
their lives.
To our country. Kennedy. To be a Christian is to be a believer in Jesus. Now,
and knowing that he
is who he says
he is.
The verb means to conduct oneself.
This means knowing that Jesus is Lord,
Christ, and Savior. Everything about Christianity points
for
towards
us the
Jesus,
idea
as Jesus is
of
the
a city state.
It kind of gets
point.
Muddled in
John Robert Walmsley.
And the Greeks
Stock.
Understood this far different than
That's
you or I would.
I like
for the
it.
Greeks, a polis was much more than just
Anglican
a pastor
state.
Known for his works and evangelism.
We live in a time
he
where
wrote,
if we desired, we
the
could
person
have no
and work of Christ are the foundation
whatsoever.
Rock upon which the Christian religion is built. Take Christ from Christianity and
even the
disembowel area
here.
We
could
practically nothing
no attachment to it whatsoever.
Christ is the center of Christianity.
Not
all
about.
Else is circumference.
But not even just in the city,
But if a person is so inclined, they could be a citizen of a country and have no participation in that government.
But I would always tell them
life
about making Jesus the central person in their life.
Just kind of be our own.
And I use the analogy of a bike wheel.
Before
keep in mind,
this would have been unacceptable as a citizen of
Polis.
The Polis was their life. Its laws were a part of their being.
Here.
The customs of the Polis were
I would tell them that Jesus needs to be
of.
The center hub.
These people knew a lot about
their
Polis, and they made it their duty
needs to be the center
to
of their life.
Everyone in
we need to place
their
love, faith, and trust completely in Him as our center. But the problem arises when we begin to place something else as the center aspect of our life, or the center hub.
And everything
of the bike wheel.
People in it.
Because all things
in the city
that are not Jesus are finite.
Loyalty,
and
they will
absolutely let us down or disappoint us.
Give
we tend to place people in the center of our lives.
You know,
everyone felt so blessed
mom,
just to be a part
dad,
of their city.
You think they'll never let you down.
By
maybe your wife.
Please. It illustrates
maybe
this.
Your husband.
Play King Creon publicly
maybe your children or your
serves,
job.
Whatever it happens
city.
To be.
Has been
sometimes
like a ship tossed by stormy waves
as our center.
But thanks to the gods, it's still once
things.
More upon a steady keel. Now the Polis in this situation,
actually,
it resembles the state
you down
at which
some point in time.
Creon
they will disappoint you.
About. They will fail
later
you.
On, Creon will talk of a law being proclaimed
you.
To the Polis.
You will lose
and
it.
In this instance, the Polis is the people.
On top
so
of their ability to fail.
For Polis.
They'll
and finally,
Polis
has another
away.
Meaning in argument
and
with his
what?
Son, Haman.
What do
tell
you have
Creon
left as your
says,
center if
am
your
I not
center
to
is
rule
gone?
By my
if
own
your wife
judgment,
is gone, if
Haman children
replied,
are gone,
that is no
what
Polis
do you have left as your center? What happens to a bike wheel when it loses that center
hub?
This community, Polis, it's the one that Paul is making reference to in the letter. To the saints of Philippi, as the affairs of one member are the affairs of everybody.
Do we look at
parents,
each other in our churches like that?
Your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it happened to be, they're all meant to
everybody.
Be spokes in our lives.
Because if a spoke gets broken, we're all
it's not the greatest thing for a bike wheel to have a broken spoke, but it can be mended easier
and
when
we kind
it has
of see
a center,
this.
Huh?
This Polis mentality unfold in an
I understand that even
against
with
Paul at
Jesus
Ephesus,
the center hub.
And to the united
the
actions in
life
and in other cities
are still going to hurt horribly.
As all of this really unfolds and is applicable to all Christians
critical.
And all churches when we think
when
about
just
it.
A spoke versus the
as Paul
hub.
Writes that the Christian churches
Jesus
of Philippi
needs
to conduct themselves
life.
As worthy citizens.
And Jesus being central
Paul's
in your
not
life
thinking of a literal city to which
reader,
his readers belong. Paul is thinking of the church. The universal
there's
church.
There's a tragedy attached to this. As
think of
most
this.
People who do not know
as
Jesus
written
do not realize that
Philippi,
this is
how Paul
is
using his
be.
Authoritative counseling in order to
they see a Christianity
to do
that
their
is
natural
Jesus
duties
centered,
of the
though.
Local Christian
and so they
well.
Form these false conclusions about Jesus
is the
about
Polish
his
church
Paul
and his
followers.
Followers.
As I think of this
yes.
false narrative,
so
I'm reminded
church,
of my
and we are to work within the church,
school, and
the Polish
Soviet
people.
Union space
yes, so was the church,
occurred,
and we're to
as
preserve individual interests and respect.
In October of 1967, a space probe
is the Polish
designed
community.
To crash
yes,
on the
so
surface
is the
of
church,
Venus,
and believe
and it was
to
send back vital
statistics
and to contribute
about its surface
to each other.
Temperature and atmospheric pressure.
To contribute to the well-being
of
living members of the body of 1,774 miles from the center of the planet.
It becomes problematic when the church
presumably because it had made the
when
surface.
We forget that we're members of a Christian
the information
church
the probe gathered
the
about temperature and atmospheric pressure seemed unquestionable
that the right
and it
of
actually
the individual
suggested that Venus could support life
and everybody they scatters in a sense
today, everybody runs
if you pick up doing what is right in their own eyes
we'll state that Venus has a not radius of only 3,559 miles.
This means that the Russian probe was miles
above the planet's surface when it gave off its readings.
Whatever church,
all the figures from the probe are misleading.
It was giving pressure and temperature readings that were miles and miles
above the surface.
Understanding of community,
it didn't provide the information that scientists were seeking.
Believers
that day.
Will begin to lose concern for one
well,
another.
In the same way, well, many people stop receiving data when
their
insights
that
so
someone else
far
may
from the heart
be
of Christianity
will just ignore
when they are far from Jesus.
And the pandemic it forced us into
there's
this.
Some people who only
I
have minimal contact
and it pulls us away from
and
the
and they identify Jesus and his followers based off.
We have this.
Their interactions
group
with these so-called
of
Christian characteristics
where we weren't looking to complain about everything.
The data these people receive is like that of the probe.
So their pandemic made us think about ourselves.
Of Christianity.
It's far from even the surface of
that's
Christianity.
That's unacceptable.
But then there are some who actually
a church
they get
a little deeper
one
in the
another
atmosphere.
Once again.
Maybe they get into a church,
to be for Jesus.
Check it out, And they still conclude that the
church is the
visible church.
Paul was pretty adamant that the saints of Philippi, they were not to omit these elements of their church.
Others getting even deeper, though,
as they attend weekly. They even pass as people who are Christians. And in North America, this is the sad reality, as the church is filled with people like this. We know, or at least we should know, that we're to do life together.
And hypocritical.
We're to be aware of one another and to take care of one another.
Following a person.
We're to live lives that are worthy of our calling and of our crown. And we're to live as members of Jesus Christ's body.
There needs to be faith in Jesus, and there needs to be a relationship with him.
Paul understood this, and we see that even as he writes to the saints of Philippi in Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I think of Galatians 2:20 as we even cover our passage today, which says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
He understands that Philippi has
this was written by Paul to the church of Galatia.
And
these two verses really summarize the living essence.
Philippi was just some regular city.
I think it's fascinating that one of the verses comes from earlier on in his ministry life, and one comes from near the end point.
And the soldiers that settled there were highly regarded.
Then this great expression to them of what made Paul do what he did. It was his ultimate goal to get people to understand this concept that Jesus is
the citizens of Philippi became Romans.
As we look at these passages, I want it to become very clear to us today that Christianity
everyone
is
static
in Christ
Jesus.
Roman.
It is fellowship with
and
Christ
Roman
Jesus.
Law would be enforced
and it is
by the
local
administration
of Christ
in the
Jesus.
City of Philippi.
These are aspects
and they would
at the
adopt
heart
Roman customs
of Christianity
as much as they could. Being
so
on
let's
the
start looking at how
Roman
Christianity
Empire
is faith in Jesus Christ.
There was great
faith
in
placing faith
in
Jesus
as acknowledging
Rome
that you can
be a colony of Rome
to save yourself.
The Philippians delighted.
You deserve
in identifying as Romans.
You deserve hell.
Now think of the time where Paul, he's preaching to
the
people of Philippi. It happens in Acts,
that
a number of citizens, they accused Paul before the magistrates in
the saints of Philippi under 21.
They understood that
they brought
Jesus
them before the magistrates
died
and said, these men are Jews and are throwing
sacrifice
our city into an uproar by
his
advocating customs unlawful for us Romans.
He
also is the one
practice
that becomes Lord of your life on top of being your Savior.
Let's get Paul.
The letter that Paul wrote to the saints of Galatia makes
bring
this
to the
importance of his citizenship for the people of Philippi.
But why?
As it makes Paul's statement,
why is Paul
conduct
writing this
yourself
to the
in a manner
of
worthy of the gospel, a statement of great significance.
See, the church of Galatia is one of the
Paul
first
knew
churches
the pride
that Paul
was attached
founded
to this earthly citizenship.
This
he
means
that
so the
people
church
of Philippi delighted
of Galatia
in being
was
labeled
one of those
as
ones that was close to
they allowed,
Paul's
they had
heart
allowed this to affect
he
not only the laws
great
of the city,
but
and
also
their social customs
the people of the province.
Along with the daily coming
Paul would travel through the Roman province of Galatia, which is
having that
Turkey
pride
today. And as he traveled, he endured some real hardships.
These hardships came as he preached the gospel.
They were because
demonstrate much
he
more
preached
pride
the gospel.
Being a citizen of heaven.
It starts with some
being
unknown illness that
heaven,
assaulted Paul as he first began to preach. We read this in Galatians 4:13.
And like the
says,
Roman citizens,
as you know,
it was because
citizen
of an illness that I first
preached
the
gospel.
They should
cherish
their citizenship and should live by the
law. And then we read
in
Acts that Paul
that
was stoned at Lystra.
On top of this devotion
Galatia
to the heavenly citizenship,
in Acts 14:19, we read that some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium
and won the crowd over.
They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city thinking he was dead.
For being a church.
I'd have to say,
spreads.
I would hold quite the grudge against an area if people were to whip out stones and start pelting me with them.
Church being in the midst of a pagan
just leave me for dead
hostile environment.
Like and as brutal
as they were to Paul,
this
as brutal
is
as the sickness was.
Paul
we've never been a member of
and
some
fact,
Greek city-state, nor have
these
we
moments
any
bore
sort of Roman citizenship
for Paul.
But we have citizenship
that tends to
in
happen
heaven,
when hardships
and we
occur
eagerly await a Savior there.
Paul
from
continued
there,
his journey,
Christ,
established churches everywhere that he went, and Paul was leading people to Jesus
at one point
as
in time,
he did so.
You and I,
Paul
we were like
loved
foreigners
people
in
dearly.
Land.
I think
God
that's something
Paul
we need to appreciate about Paul. And he loved the people of Galatia. He would visit them on his second and third missionary journeys,
living in tents.
And Paul had lived with the people of Galatia. He prayed with them, and they were quite grounded in their understanding of the gospel.
By faith, he made his home in the promised land.
The church of Galatia trusted Jesus, and Jesus
lived in tents,
as did Isaac and Jacob.
And being secure in this knowledge, Paul's like, all right, I'm confident that you guys grasp who Jesus is.
I'm going to go find some other churches.
Being a citizen, you should probably live by the laws.
He started doing the missionary thing. And he started heading out elsewhere. Now, Paul will provide
know,
two very practical
kind of where
ways
I got the picture
how to live
of a farm
as
a farmer.
Good citizen.
Maybe it just happened in southern Alberta.
I don't know.
Are you ready for these?
But when you complete these this great act of farming, or when you've done something in
these
your field,
things,
what tends to follow behind the tractors that you just farmed in that area?
Paul.
If I remember, in southern Alberta, it's
how
just this great flock of seagulls, which...
I remember birds.
Paul says that we are to
and they
stand
just snipe
firm
everything behind for their own benefit.
Stand firm.
It was like this for Paul in the churches that he found, and especially
this
in the Galatian area.
In
as some non-believers came along, they were Jewish in faith, and they
ended
up profit off of Paul's ministry.
Of the gospel.
These false teachers, they came in with such authority and great
human wisdom. The
distinguishing
mark of Christian conduct, though, is that we stand
well, that's what
together.
They did.
Ephesians 4.
And their main teaching point was this thing of salvation being dependent on, or at least part,
we are to be
on
one.
Human goodness.
We are not meant to be divisive.
It would
and
pressure
we never
the saints of Galatia into adhering to the Jewish tradition as
of old.
Their big selling feature was that these teachers had a supposed special relationships with the Jerusalem apostles. Which, guess what that means? That means that they cut down Paul and they cast doubt on Paul's apostleship. And they tried to manipulate and control these saints in Galatia. They would say, it's not enough to have faith in Jesus Christ to have salvation.
Instead of holding hands across
they would tell people to become a Jew first.
And cultural
to go through the process of circumcision.
Goals.
To keep the Jewish holy days and many other things.
In the
to these legalizers,
these out,
salvation was not
them down
and not
alone.
Build them up.
What a
now
tragedy.
Paul finds out about these goofs and their teaching.
And yes, this happens
he
even
was
for insignificant matters that mean
with righteous
nothing.
Anger. These false teachers, they were threatening
really,
to do
dishonor
all that he had
Jesus
accomplished
Christ
in teaching the gospel to the people of Galatia.
And not only does
Galatia,
it dishonor him,
Galatia
but it hinders the spread.
I'm astonished that you're so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all.
Dishonoring Jesus.
Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion or trying to pervert the
gospel
of Christ. But even we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel
because
other than the one we preach to you. Let them be under God's curse.
On how we can develop
we
unity with
so
our
now
church
I say
body.
Again, if
anybody
is
preaching
you
a gospel,
high
other than
that we,
the church,
accepted,
and
Christians
are known for unity
God's
that
curse.
Is visible and practical.
He's mad.
And for Paul, salvation is attained by faith in
when
Jesus Christ alone,
spirit,
and he was clear in this
spirit,
conviction.
There's a natural expression of true Christian conduct that
we
just approach
that question. We need to ask ourselves,
a church
do
that
I trust
in a
Jesus
that
for
my
salvation?
Will lead to a church that desires to strive together.
Because far too often people are focused on
Christ.
Creeds, ceremonies, songs, and human character.
Church that's united
as
one that
these forms of receiving salvation
as Jesus
lives. Improving human character and
relying
on relics
and
will
teaching others about Jesus.
It will not.
The saints of Philippi, they would preach
no
the gospel
value
of Jesus Christ
to
the Romans on the battle lines.
Christianity is faith in Jesus Christ, and it is faith
in
him
alone
that
leads to
salvation.
The church knew it
had an obligation
to
carry this out, even in the face of Roman rule and barbarism.
I mean, looking at that, I'd say an undervalued aspect of Christianity is that it
still maintained
their unity,
even though it was
their life.
This is a compliment to the truth
and
of having
faith
in Jesus Christ.
The people of Philippi
far
were
too often
in
this fellowship is seen
Christ
in an impersonal light, where we're
hostile.
You know, we just kind
of
take for granted this
people
relationship
of
we have
aggressive.
With Jesus.
And they're advancing
Christianity
the
is belief
Jesus
in Jesus Christ,
and no,
it,
all,
it is also communion
and
fellowship with
him.
They were aggressive and loving.
It's a fellowship
others
that must be cultivated. It must be worked at.
A famous evangelist and Bible teacher, A.W. Tozer,
like
for far too often we become
40
too comfortable
years.
In our church
he wrote
walls
this,
as we're
the modern
scientist's
idea of God amid the wonders of his
we
word.
These, we have almost forgotten that God is a person and
things
as
all
such
over our
can
walls.
Be cultivated as any person can.
Our front doors, barricades.
Being a follower of Jesus.
Kids and adults alike, they're
being
not really
Christian means that our relationship with Jesus must be cultivated.
For those who may feel that I'm in First John, the author, John, makes this clear. He writes concerning the facts surrounding the life of Jesus.
A young girl, she comes flying up to me. She's got this huge look of concern on her face.
We proclaim to you and what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Ever come across.
It's a doctrine that leads to fellowship, and in turn, the fellowship that leads to the riches of the
Christian
life. I was an established
coach on the football team, so some of the kids in attendance,
as we read in 1 John 1, 4,
we write this to make our joy complete.
Another
Pastor Brad
writing about joy.
I don't know what to do.
You would think that it would be important.
There's a new boy in our youth who swore.
He said a bad word in the church. You need to kick him out immediately.
You know, I know we're getting better at it. But I remember walking to other churches, and you see these somber faces.
I was curious.
It's just shocking.
Well, why would I do that?
Because these are people who know the facts. They know the gospel message. They trust in Jesus. And yet joy is something that is not found.
That's unbelievable to me.
There's nothing in their lives that would even suggest
that
God is present
in their
life during good or bad times. And that's truly unacceptable.
Fair enough.
The presence of our Lord Jesus Christ brings joy. I mean, one of the most joy-filled people is Grandma Ruth, and she's not here today, but she came here to die over 20 years ago.
Assessment of the situation,
and she shows joy. She shows the fruit of the Spirit all over her. And I say, if there is no joy, we should probably be asking why. If there is no fruit of the Spirit, a Christian virtue on display, you should probably be trying to figure that out. And the true reason behind it is that most of us are possibly lacking.
He does not know how with
Jesus
hopes
Christ
that he will behave or we will behave.
This could even mean that something's blocking you from fellowshipping with him.
He's a person that's broken.
And what you need to do, if you ever discover this, is you need to set that thing or set those things aside
and find time.
This boy
time
knows
to
nothing
seek
of grace,
the presence
morality,
of Jesus Christ,
or even the love of Jesus.
Something in your life
and
blocking
you
an activity.
This character home.
Is it a person?
I will not.
I don't know. Whatever
but
it is,
I will
set aside
you to extend
the
grace of Jesus Christ
just
and the love that was shown
to
you
and
by
spend
Jesus.
Time fellowshipping with
Jesus.
To this boy.
I think of Mary
Talk
and Martha as I think about this.
Show them who Jesus is.
Both
let
were
them
great
get a
friends
taste
of the
Jesus
grace that
they
you
understood
know so well.
Who Jesus is,
because that is what I'm going
to
go to.
Martha was the one who ran to Jesus when he returned to Bethany following the death of her brother Lazarus. And then Martha also expressed faith in the final resurrection. As we read this in John 11:24,
no more faith.
Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.
We have to be aggressive.
She knows. She revealed a personal faith in Jesus in John 11:21. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
We cannot be the church that resolves.
He definitely identifies
in
who Jesus
wars,
is.
Inflation, riots, lawlessness.
But now do you remember the time when
Jesus
was gathered in the house
of
Mary and Martha?
Jesus
it's here that Mary sits at the feet of Jesus while Martha served. We read in Luke chapter 10,
the Lord
verse 40-42.
To see it the way that Paul did.
But Martha was distracted
was
by all the preparations
the Lord's
that had to
quick
be made.
Return.
She
but
came
Paul,
to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work
in order to claim the world?
Tell her to help me.
I like that.
Do you
Martha,
have that
Martha,
enthusiasm? The Lord answered. You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken
away from
her.
Because this should be our mindset. This is what we must do.
One thing
we must carry the battle for human souls beyond the confines of
our
churches, and
we
spout
must
out
take the
about
gospel
service,
with
and
us
we forget
wherever we go.
Talk about that one thing, and that being
and
Jesus.
I finish with an E. Stanley Jones.
Nothing
can substitute for the cultivation
really
of the
Christians
of God.
Did not say in dismay.
John 15,
look what the world
15,
has come to.
As the Father has loved me, so
what
have I loved you.
Now remain
look
in my love.
To the
if
world.
You keep my commands, you will remain in my love just as I have kept my Father's
the
commands of remain in his love.
But the resources
I
for reconstruction
told you
of that
room, so that
my joy
may be
in
that
you and that your joy
sin
may
did not
abound,
complete.
But that grace did
my
much more
is this.
Abound.
On that assurance,
love each other as I have loved
the pivot
you.
Of history
greater love has no
despair,
one
there.
Loss of moral
to lay
nerve
down
and fatalism,
one's life for
to
one's
faith
friends.
And confidence that
you
I
are my friends if you do what
match.
I command. I no
but
longer
something
call
new
you
would come into the world.
A servant
that
does not
only
know his
here and there,
business,
but on a wide
instead,
scale,
I've called you
men could
everything
attain
that
to
I
that
learned
hitherto
from my father, I've
impossible
made
thing. Goodness.
being a Christian,
I'm going to pray
on top of fellowship.
Is actually going to close out because, like I
and
said,
on top of making Jesus the center,
I just want to pray.
Also means following Jesus,
the church, to be unified.
And here's the thing: we need to pay attention
to bless one another.
Jesus is on the move. That is how he
works. One another knows one another.
He is on the move. Think of how he called out to his disciples, "Follow me," he said.
Lord, we bring you praise.
He said this to the rich young ruler. He said it to the multitudes who listened to his teachings. He said, "Follow me."
What a blessing.
Jesus always invites others to follow him, and he encourages others to unite their efforts with his cause.
So thank you for them.
That invite is extended to us today. He calls out to you. He calls out to me, and he says, "Follow me."
And then as we're unified, that we spread the gospel in your name.
The thing is there's sacrifices that we're to make as we follow him. Peter and Andrew, they left their fishing nets behind.
Just like the
James and John, they left Zebedee. Matthew left his corrupt tax collecting table. And you and me, we're called to leave stuff behind. To leave our sin behind. To leave our sinful aspirations and even our own conception of self. And this is a continual thing that needs to happen throughout our lives. Philippians 1:21, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." We are to die to our own selves. Being a Christian, it's no easy thing. It's a walk of a disciple that must bear their own cross. In Judea around the first century, there were customs that surrounded relationships between a rabbi and the ones that the rabbi chose to serve as students or disciples. One custom in particular was when a rabbi would move from place to place, the disciples would literally follow behind him. This would be true of Jesus' disciples too. He led them to fun and exciting moments. They got to attend weddings where wine was had and he made the wine. And they were able to hang out at the Sea of Galilee. They were probably on the beach doing fun things too. But then there were times, of course, with angry and cranky people as Jesus and his disciples were confronted by Jesus' enemies. Disciples still followed during these terrible times. Then the last steps of Jesus Christ, they led up to this steep ascent to Jerusalem, and they stopped at the foot of the cross, and the disciples were left stunned. 3 years they were with Jesus. They had followed him, and now to them it appeared as though their following was in vain. And what they discovered quickly is that the work was finished by Jesus. Atonement has been made and the veil was torn in two. Jesus Christ went to that cross and he hung on it for his followers. And in doing so, he provided access for all believers and followers to come into the presence of God. We are called to follow him. That means we're called to follow him to days that'll be like weddings, being on the beach. But it also means that there will be times of hostility. There will be times of dangers. And we're called to follow. The great thing is that we have victory in the cross of Jesus Christ. And Jesus has gone before us and prepared the way for us. This is why Paul writes of such joy. This is why the saints of Philippi experienced such joy in their lives. As they understood this. They understood there would be ups and downs, peaks and valleys. In the end, it's Jesus that has had victory already. He's gone way before us, and he's prepared our way. John 3:16-21 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world,
But people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. That's where they find their joy. This is where we need to find our joy as churches. Join me as I pray. Lord Jesus, I pray today that we would be a church that is dedicated to following you, to being a Christian, to being Christ-like in all that we do. I pray that you convict us using with your Holy Spirit. You open our eyes to how we can always get better and better and better. How our journey with you can get better and better and our relationship can grow closer. May we not grow stagnant in our faith, grow stagnant in our fellowship with you, but instead open our hearts. Open us to receiving you and growing deeper in your love. And we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.